Category 4, it just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. A spokesman says UW system officials are astounded that Republican lawmakers are considering a proposed $87 million budget cut. In a statement, Universities of Wisconsin Director of Media Relations Mark Pitch says the cut in state funding would put access and affordability in deep jeopardy. A Shawano man faces federal charges for allegedly producing child pornography. 29-year-old Brandon Bugren is accused of creating several videos of himself and a toddler engaged in sexually explicit conduct. If convicted, Bugren faces a mandatory 15-year prison sentence and up to 30 years behind bars. And a Green Bay Area community is trying to find out where a massive amount of water is escaping from their pipes. The village of Alloway is mysteriously losing over 100,000 gallons of water a day. The village has hired a contractor with special equipment to search for the leaks.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Maximum hits.
We'll be right back. Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:10 on Thursday, June 19th. And that was Barracuda by Heart. It was Ann Wilson's birthday, so we had to add that to the playlist this morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 65. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 82. Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, a repeat, sunny and hot with a high of 94 degrees. Currently, it is 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. We're just doing our best to remind everyone that it's going to be hot Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and to take the proper precautions.
Absolutely. Yep. We were talking about that earlier. Make sure that you have water on you, that you are able to get inside and get cooled, depending on what you're doing, and that you're not, you know, getting out too much and overextending yourself with physical activities in the heat. And if you are doing physical activities in the heat, bring extra water. I'm talking like get, you know, people have those giant water bottles they carry around with them now. So one of those is probably appropriate for the weekend. But find places you can get inside and cool down or even just in the shade because it's no joke. That kind of heat can really be treacherous on your body.
Yes, it can. And so that's why we're reminding everyone now. I do expect to see that heat advisory extend into most of our listening area. Probably maybe later on today or sometime tomorrow. It is already to our west. So just want to give everyone that opportunity to prepare. As a reminder, tonight, Concerts on Square in downtown Baraboo is part of that. Oak Street will be closed from 4 to 9 p.m. in the 500 block of Oak Street in downtown Baraboo between 3rd and 4th Streets and Avenue. Also is the night market tonight in the Weicker Great Day building at 502 Oak Street. Over 20 vendors will be on site starting at 5 p.m. and they'll be there through the Concert on the Square. So 5 to 9, that's taking place. A lot of things going on tonight, so get out and enjoy the music and enjoy some great food as well. Now, speaking of food, Emily, you know, we have to talk about it because, first off, I am starving right now. So that's the other part of this.
No.
Yeah, because I had to stop eating last night at a certain time because of the surgical procedure today. So, yeah, no caffeine and no food for those that are keeping track this morning. And so, and now no more water or anything. So that makes it really fun this morning. So I figure, you know, what a better way to not think about food than to talk about food.
And oh, Dave, you are a character. I don't think that's a great idea, but we're going to do it anyways because we get to do that because we're on the radio and everybody else, you know, gets to think about food and eat food right now. And you're going to eat food very soon. Just got to get through the next
Cheetos.
Couple of hours. Yeah, well, yeah. Cheetos. I would bring you some Cheetos, dude, cool. Against my better judgment.
Yeah, we're out of those. I was in the pantry kind of looking around this morning to see, because I'm like, you know, I might want some Cheetos later on today. And, of course, we're out of those. So I'm like, how does that happen? But, you know, thankfully we have places like Instacart. And if you've ever had to make an emergency grocery run for baked beans, it might have been during a summer cookout. You know, there's been that one fan who's like, did we forget the baked beans? Instacart just released the data on Independence Day grocery store orders based on 2024, at least. So that was last year. Now, here are the 10 items that peaked in popularity during the week of 4th of July last year, according to Instacart, of what people needed to buy. And, you know, we will work our way right from number one because we had spilled the beans, literally. Canned baked beans, 4.2 times the yearly average order. So,
this is true. I don't think people do a lot. Baked beans, I think, used to be more of a thing and maybe aren't as much anymore, but people like to have them in their traditional, like, picnic fare, right? Or with different kinds of dishes. Or, I mean, crock pot baked beans. I mean, you can't really... Oh. Back in the day, there were always pork and beans, right? Like,
yes,
they always had
was.
That big piece of pork in it. If you have that stuff made from scratch... I'm not a huge fan of the one from the can because I just don't always trust the canned meat myself. But it's also really high in salt and sodium. So, but if you have, like, homemade pork and beans where people actually, like, braised the pork or whatever and cooked it with the... That is to die for. That is so good. So
I've done it. I have definitely done it.
Well, there we go.
Yes.
Future plans.
I've made my
pork and
own
beans.
Homemade baked beans. I'll use some of my burnt ends from smoking. So
there
now,
it is.
Yes, that's, oh my goodness, so good.
Yep.
Number
See,
two
I knew that I would get the truth out of you in terms of pork and beans. Like, I didn't really know what I was talking about, but I figured you'd do it. You do.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing that we're talking about, the report on that Instacart released regarding food items that peak in popularity during the week of the 4th of July, which is right around the corner. Number two is hot dog buns, folks. I don't know how often people have hot dog buns around constantly throughout the year. Like, I don't really think about hot dogs or hot dog buns during the winter. I'm just going to say that.
Right.
But definitely, definitely around the 4th of July. People do love themselves their cookout, so hot dog buns is coming in at number two. Number three, watermelons. Are they as popular as the rest of the items on the list? Or is it just easier to have someone else carry them to your door? Yes, and yes.
Yes,
we love watermelon around here.
People
but
don't
yeah,
carry it.
They are big. Like, if you're talking about the real, like the real farm grown, I mean, those things are heavy. Like they
with
are, yeah.
On.
So it's nice to have someone else carry them, you know, and you can't help but think about that beautiful opening scene of the dance scene of Dirty Dancing when she brings the watermelon to the party. Look what happened for the rest of her life. You know,
right.
Bringing a watermelon to somebody's party probably isn't going to treat you too badly for popularity. Number four, items that peak during the 4th of July weekend. Hot dogs, again, I think that's when people think about them. Weather gets warm. You can cook outside. Hot dogs definitely get in the race there, don't they?
Yes, they do. Again, we're talking about the data from Instacart last year on Independence Day grocery orders from 2024. In the top 10 items ordered, number five was hamburger buns because, you know, if you don't have the buns for the hamburgers, you know, that's a problem as well. So number six makes sense. Popsicles. Everyone wants popsicles on a nice hot day. Probably a good thing to get this weekend. So if you're out getting ready, grocery shop, get some popsicles, you know. Oh, my goodness. We have some of those in the freezer, too. So thinking about those.
That's a great idea for the weekend. Have some popsicles on hand. I got to say, me and popsicles have a sorted history. I always fail with popsicles because, like, I want to have them around, and then I get them, and they go in the freezer, and they get, I don't know, crushed or something. They always end up like you know,
that
joining
really
each other in the box. Like they don't, they don't like stay as the pristine thing that you want to eat when you're ready for a popsicle. They're like all smashed and they get all like weird and sometimes freezer burn. I don't know. And then I've often brought them to places like for picnics or whatever, and you can't keep them cold enough. So then they get all melty and nasty. Like I don't have good luck with them, but I do love popsicles. There's so many good choices. Like when we grew up, popsicles were just like Freezy Pops or like those like super sugar ones that were like the flavors were colors, like they weren't actual flavors, the flavors were colors, right? What flavor do you want? Blue, right? Like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Now they have popsicles that are like real fruit popsicles made with like yogurt and all that. I mean, just good stuff and healthy. You get like doses of fruit with it. So I say go for it. We're talking about the items that are shopped for that peak over the 4th of July holiday. We're coming in at number seven with pickles. That makes a ton of sense.
It does.
You know? I think so. I think pickles are really, they don't get as much credit as they deserve in terms of like rounding out the picnic plate and the offerings.
Well,
pickles are important.
You know, you get those Claussen pickles or those refrigerated pickles that are so crisp and oh my goodness, I love those. I had in my Facebook feed pop up last night a 5-gallon bucket of pickles in one of the advertisements and I'm like, what do they think I need that for?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say there's a thing called algorithm out there. So, like, things pop up not just randomly.
Right. And so I got to chuckle
somehow,
out of that one.
Somehow, some way, somewhere, you were researching large amounts of pickles. I don't know. I don't know what that's
apparently
all about. But
and then again, we're talking about our biggest 4th of July food surge, according to Instacart, from last year. Number eight was mayonnaise, which makes sense. You know, you need that for a condiment or other things. Number nine is potato chips. Of course, you need that for your 4th of July celebration. And rounding out our list, Emily, what was number 10 on Instacart's 4th of July food surge?
Lemonade and limeade, folks. I love both of those things. I think limeade, again, doesn't get enough credit. I love limeade. If you mix them together and throw some orange juice in there, that is so refreshing. So,
that's
it, folks.
I can think of something else that's refreshing to mix in with lemonade as well, but we're a family-friendly show, and I'm going to behave myself this morning. So,
You're definitely not having any of that this morning. That would
not
treat you well.
Nope. Not at all.
In the future. We're just going to talk about future right now. We're just going to just move on into when things are better because it's going to be.
Exactly. No, other items that surge during the 4th of July weekend include Athena melons, Rainier cherries, angel food cake, daiquiri, pina colada, frozen non-alcohol cocktail mixers, and ice. That makes sense. So apparently Stout's in studio with me and he agrees with that this morning.
Oh, well, good. I think he would probably agree with many of the food items. I'm not sure about pickles. Like, I don't know that he would be down with that, but I'm pretty sure everything else he might be down with.
Yeah, he probably would. He's a little bit weird like that. He won't eat vegetables, you know, so I doubt he'll eat pickles. But, so he's actually trying to play fetch with me this morning. That's what's happening here. He's apparently trying to keep me distracted as well. He doesn't normally do that. So now Instacart also sees spikes in non-food items, especially grills, which are 21 times more popular than average around the 4th of July. So yes, and then people also order a lot of kiddie pools at this time of year, along with cornhole games and barbecue charcoal. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense that you would see that in the pools, especially you think about it with it getting to be hot this weekend. You know, having the kiddie pool out there, not a bad idea. Maybe I should get a kiddie pool. I can just envision myself sitting out in the kiddie pool this weekend waiting on.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. Beat the heat. Got to stay still anyway. You just kind of soak. That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
Awesome. I look forward to that. And here comes more music and messaging from our sponsors. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
And here is Seal on Max FM.
That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get, I feel stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
Start again. It's a nice day. white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're looking for? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget, you can get an extra 9.97% off over at maxfmbigdeals.com when you use the promo code MORNINGS, MORNINGS. Go fill up your card over at maxfmbigdeals.com, put in the promo code MORNINGS, and you'll get an extra 9.97% off everything that's in your cart. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pete's Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The 13th annual Strides Against Diabetes 5K Fun Run and Walk from the Baraboo Lions Club is going to be held on Thursday, June 19th. Race will start from Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen. Race begins at 6 p.m. Join them in their mission to raise awareness and educate individuals of all ages about diabetes. Your support will not only continue to foster understanding, but also help fund the Baraboo Lions Club Foundation's vital community projects focusing on eye health and diabetes education. The run is $25 for adults, $20 for youth. 12 to 17, and then children 11 years and younger will be $15. To find a sign-up link and get all the details, visit baraboolions.org. It's time for the 5th Annual Summer Solstice Festival in Prairie du Sac. Celebrate the longest day of the year with great food trucks, live music, beer gardens, sport tournaments, kids games, and so much more. The event is going to be held all at the Culver Community Park. Festivities will begin with kids' activities at 11 a.m. and go until 5 p.m. Food trucks will run from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and the beer gardens will be open until 9 p.m. Sean Chell will be performing from 11 a.m. until 2. The Gem City Sideshow will be from 2 until 5. And Old Soul Society will perform from 5:30 until 9. To get signed up and find out more details on events like the pickleball tournament, you can check out Summer Solstice Festival on Facebook to find the link. Again, this all goes down Saturday, June 21st, from 11 a.m. into the evening. And it's time once again for Reedsburg Butterfest. It all gets started on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. You can get the complete lineup of all the events and details by checking out ButterfestReedsburg.org. The 2025 Butterfest Parade will be held on Saturday, June 21st, stepping off at 10:30. Don't miss the Butter Run, Butter Jam, the Little Miss Butterfest annual tradition, live pro wrestling, and so much more. Again, check out the schedule at ButterfestReedsburg.org.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Mad City Funk. They play popular songs by artists such as James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, Michael Jackson, The Temptations, and more, along with some of the band's own original funky compositions. Mad City Funk is an energetic, dance-oriented group. They bring the funk. You bring the dancing shoes. Sponsorship information at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 63.
Do something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Power, power, it's the power.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 83 tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 65 on Friday. Chances of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 82. Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. That will continue into start our work week. Currently, Emily, it is 67 degrees outside of the Max FM studios. How you doing?
I am doing good. It's, you know, it's kind of a decent day now. It's not that hot yet, so I think it feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's not going to be bad out there today. You know, if you got some of the work you want to get done around the house, today's probably the day to get that stuff done. If you're going to do lawn work and that stuff, you know, we have that chance of showers tomorrow and thunderstorms. So probably good to get that stuff done today and then look at doing, you know, the indoor stuff maybe over the weekend. I think that's maybe the best way to handle it. That's just my opinion for what it's worth, though. So. And we
are. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like getting the outside stuff done might be good. Just, you know, enjoying the outsides before it gets too hot, maybe a little bit today might be nice. But, you know, it's whatever people want to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally up to them. Let's put it that way. So I was trying to look at our calendar days and the stuff that we normally use for that does not appear to be working for me today because it looks
same.
You're getting the same thing, yeah, because I was looking at it.
I'm getting the same thing. It's kind of weird. I'm like, well, I do want to take a chance to make sure that, you know, we recognize and celebrate national holiday. Juneteenth is being celebrated today. June 19th, the freedom of African Americans from slavery in the United States in 1865 is celebrated on the holiday Juneteenth on June 19th. Juneteenth is made up of the words June and 19th, and it's on this major day that Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Texas more than 155 years ago to inform slaves that slavery had been abolished. So there is a lot of things happening in terms of Juneteenth. There's a celebration downtown tonight on the Baraboo Square. There are things all over the country, of course. A little bit more on the history. Of course, you can kind of read up on it yourself, but it has been declared a national holiday, and I'm very, very happy about that. That was just a few years ago, and there's a lot of things to think about in terms of the changes that have been over these last 155 years in this country and the changes that are still needed moving forward in this country in terms of systemic racism, in terms of treating people kindly, in terms of equality for all. There's just a lot to think about. So just take a pause today or take a minute and, you know, research Juneteenth on your phone if you don't know a whole lot about it. It's always good to learn more. There is a lot to learn. In terms of other calendar days, yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I just sent you a link in your chat if you want to go take a look at that. And then, it's National Garfield the Cat Day. So we celebrate to honor the fictional character Garfield. Jim Davis created the comic strip Garfield, and that was a tabby cat with that same name. And today we celebrate Garfield the Cat Day, which makes me smile because I used to read that all the time. Also, today is National
Free. That's one of the other things we had in common. We both were Garfield fans big time. We had those little half books, those flip books.
Yes, I love it. And when I saw that was today, I'm like, all right, I'm so happy. That makes me smile. It's also National Free BSD Day. And everyone's like, what is that? Well, it's an open source operating system called FreeBSD developed at the University of California, Berkeley in 1993. It's used by billions of people around the globe for operating system concepts in universities. The company also developed products on it, and universities use it as a research platform. So the tech guy in me today was celebrating when I saw that on my calendar. What else do you see for today, June 19th?
I like this one a lot. World Sauntering Day. It's, I think, just a day to saunter around. You know, the weather's going to be decent. I think it's a day to saunter. There's some folks in the photo, you know, kind of sauntering, meandering down the beach. I think that's really nice. Let me see. Yeah. See, now, Dave, they're talking right to you. Slow down. In fact, try moseying around on June 19th because it's World Sauntering Day. I really appreciate that. It encourages people to stroll ramble and wander, which I have to say, in times of when there's a really busy schedule, you know, your movement tends to be getting from place to place and thing to thing and responsibility to responsibility. And sometimes when you have some time to stretch out, it's nice to just not have anything you have to be at and just, like they said, mosey around. It's really kind of interesting what you'll see when you slow down and look around on a walk. So I like World Sauntering Day. I'm gonna keep that in my mind today. I like that one.
Yeah, definitely will keep that one in mind today. It's also National Watch Day today. The history of watches date back to the 15th and 16th centuries, and watches during that time period featured only the hour hand. It wasn't until the 17th century that the minutes and seconds were added to the features of watches. They were originally curated for women, and the design of wristwatches were typically elegant pieces of jewelry strictly worn by women. Men preferred to carry a pocket watch because of the symbolism of being sophisticated and well-to-do. Obviously, wristwatches began to transition towards men during World War I, specifically soldiers, because a pocket watch was an impractical item wearing those uniforms. So yes, it is National Watch Day. And if you think about how far technology has come with watches, I look at what I wear on my wrist. It's absolutely insanity of where watches have gone in the past 10 to 15 years. I mean, I can look at the weather on mine. I can see what the current temp is, see what the future forecast is, how many steps I've got in. I can answer it. I mean, it goes back to the Knight Rider days when he used to call Kit with his watch. Still can't do that with your watch, but that is something that's cool to think. You can answer phone calls on your watch.
Why can't you do that with it? You know what? When I watched that show, I was like, wow, they're going to be able to call their car with their watch. And I feel like you should definitely be able to call your car with your watch at this point. They came up with that in the 80s. I realize it was fictional, but like, come on. Yeah, all the technology, not all of it, but a lot of it does come from past science fiction ideas. And they're like, ooh, that's a great idea. We should try to make that work. Like, we can start our cars remotely. Why can't we call them to come over to us? It's only a matter of time, folks. I feel like it should have been done already. Get to it, car manufacturers, Apple, whoever you are.
Yeah, well, Back to the Future, we had flying cars as well. So, and we look at that. And then correct. I also look at, as I'm sitting here doing the morning show, I see my boss calling me on my watch. And, you know, he should know that I'm doing a morning show, but, you know, kind of funny. And I've got a goofy picture of him. So whenever he calls me, that is what I see when I look at my watch or my phone. And I'm trying not to laugh this morning. So, yeah, I can appreciate that. So it's
You want a little blast from the past, I don't think I've worn a watch, maybe a little bit, but really not in a consistent way since I had a Swatch. Just saying.
Wow, that was a few years ago.
Everybody out there raised the roof for the Swatch. Everybody knew they loved themselves some Swatch watches with the Swatch guards and all the things. I was so proud of mine. I saved up a lot of money, which was not a lot of money, but it was a lot of money for me at the time to buy a Swatch watch. And I actually came across one recently at like a kind of like a garage sale, estate sale giveaway thing. I think these people must have been moving, and they were just putting stuff on the table saying free and take if you want. And it was a brand new Swatch watch. And I was like, all right, I guess if it's free. And I did. I brought it home and checked it out, looked it up online. And it's not super valuable at all, but it is valuable. It's like a couple $100. I mean, it's pretty cool to like see that. So we've got it. And I gave it to my son, and he's kind of proud of it. I don't know. You know, they don't really know the significance, of course, because they didn't live through that time. But you were cool if you were wearing a Swatch watch, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a good chuckle out of the whole Swatch watch. I forgot about it, you know.
They're around. So, there's a Swatch store, like, in somewhere that I visited in the last year or two, some big city. I think it might have been New York. I'm not sure. But, yeah, there was a straight-up big, like, Swatch store. I was like, oh. Yep. I
didn't know that is kind of cool. All right.
It was cool.
And I do have a real quick update. The reason that the boss was calling you is let me know that there's some sort of weather thing going on that may impact our signal today. So normally you get our signal into like the Sun Prairie and areas like that. And he said that that's not happening. So there's some atmospheric things that are happening today. We are aware of that. That's why we have our wonderful engineering team to alert us of those things. And so I appreciate him letting me know that. So that's how we multitask on the morning show. So, Emily, the plan is I am going to be back with you tomorrow morning. That is my plan. So That's my intention.
Well, we'll
anyway,
hold tight to here, and we are sending you all the healing energy, love, and support, and you got this. Super Dave Thank is you. On the plan, and just let yourself relax. It's going to be great. You're going to be fine.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, thank you to everyone that's reached out. I appreciate each and every one of you. That means so much to me. And again, those that have texted in or direct message, private message, thank you to you all. We do see those messages. And Wendy, you'll see them today as well. So thank you all. Appreciate it. So we'll be back with you tomorrow morning is the plan. I'm sticking around to 11. Emily, I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday.
You too, Dave. Best of luck to you. We'll see you on the other side, as they say.
Sounds good. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to fire up the grill, Baraboo? Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we are turning up the summer heat with sizzling deals. Sink your teeth into certified Angus beef boneless charcoal steak, just $5.99 a pound, and 95% lean ground sirloin at $5.29 a pound. Stock the cart with whole seedless watermelons for $4.59, and cool off with Stone Ridge ice cream or sherbet. 2 for $6. Don't forget dessert. In our bakery, fruit-filled mini Danish, just $3.99. It's freshness, flavor, and friendly faces, only at the Baraboo Fresh Market.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Mad City Funk. They play popular songs by artists such as James Brown, Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, Michael Jackson, The Temptations, and more, along with some of the band's own original funky compositions. Mad City Funk is an energetic, dance-oriented group. They bring the funk. You bring the dancing shoes. Sponsorship information at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show is back for the summer in the Wisconsin Dells. Your ticket starts with an all-you-can-eat meal, including soup, chicken, all the fixings, dessert, and even non-alcoholic drinks. It's the most fun place to eat in the Dells. And this year for Sneaky Pete's, there's even more singing, dancing, expert roping, stunts, and live animals. It's the largest Wild West show in the U.S. of A. Come cheer on the good guys or boo the bad guys. Kids can even come on stage and be part of the show. Plus, for a limited time, tickets to Sneaky Pete's are 20% off. But giddy up, this promotion won't last long. Get your tickets today at SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. It's perfect for your vacation in the Dells this summer or when you're just riding your mule into town for the day. And now, for a limited time, you'll save 20% off. But hurry, get them tickets now at SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com.
Yeehaw!
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Believe the hype, see that for the black.
stops my bones from wandering. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible.